When I was there, I found an incredible wealth, as I'm sure many of you have, if you've been looking into this, of history. There's so much in antiquity that we can learn from that entire part of the world, or all parts of the world, but there's so much that we can learn from there. And I learned a little, and fascinated by it. And you'll find little snippets of that all the way throughout the book. I hope it maybe will lead you to other places if those are some things you haven't come across already. But there was a person named Abu Ali Hasan ibn al-Haytham. He's known as al-Hazm to the West, and he was an eminent physicist whose contributions to science remain vital and relevant to the present day. But this is a long time ago. It's called al-Hazm of Basra. If I could travel 1,000 years back to August of 1004, to a small tent where al-Hazm has fallen asleep among books about sunsets, shadows, and light itself, I wouldn't ask whether light travels in a straight line, or what governs the laws of refraction, or how he discovered the bridgework of analytical geometry. I would ask about the light there is within us, what shines in the mind's great repository of dream, and whether he studied the deep shadows daylight brings, how light defines us.